In the past 10 years, the number of licensed dairy herds in Monroe County has dropped by almost a third, from 574 in 2000 to 409 in 2010. Over that course of time, the size of the herds went up from 48 cows per herd to 64. Bill Halfman is the UW Extension Ag Agent for Monroe County. He says in some cases, family farms have taken on extra help.
Part of what we see is at times when farms go from the size where the family was able to provide most of the labor to a size where the family is unable to provide most of the labor, then a lot of times they do hire some Hispanic labor.
That's what Don Haldeman has done. He is one of several owners of a dairy farm a little ways past the village of Norwalk. He watches his cattle eat and mill about in a large pen. 5 years ago, he and two employees milked a herd of 140 cattle. Those two left for other opportunities. Now, in partnership with his daughter and son-in-law, Haldeman's herd is about 400 strong. He needed hired help, and as it turned out, the help found him.
Well, what happened here was when we expanded while we were building the place, one of these immigrant that we hired as an employee afterwards kept coming back wanting a job. And when we moved in, he came and told us why we should hire him.
Haldeman's crew of eight includes seven Hispanic immigrant workers. He says they treat the dairy facility like it's their own. One of his employees walks by. He looks to be about 20 years old.
Hi, Roman.
Roman speaks little English. He smiles and nods.
They speak a few words, and we speak a few words. You can do a lot. They understand enough that we can communicate with that. And if there's something serious, we get two things. One is they'll call home and have the kids talk to us. Or two is we can get someone locally here to interpret for us.
Haldeman isn't alone when it comes to hiring immigrant labor. A report by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism cited a study that estimates the number of immigrant dairy workers in the state to be around 5,300. Dairy farms are on the grow throughout the state. A USDA Dairy Producers Survey says Wisconsin dairy farmers spent nearly $1 billion on their facilities between 2003 and 2007, and they're expected to spend even more in the following four-year period. Haldeman says other dairy farmers he knows have taken on more Hispanic labor as they've grown, as he did. He says a new worker is probably needed for every 50 to 60 cows added to a herd.
Most all of us that have larger dairy operations are using Hispanic labor or some Hispanic labor.
Alfonso Sanchez is an immigrant from Mexico. He helps other immigrants in Monroe County fill in paperwork for a variety of things, like for school. He says immigrants value farm jobs because that's a trade many know well.
Most immigrants from Mexico farmers, too, in Mexico.
Sanchez knows of other immigrants who will likely make their way to Monroe County someday. But like some of the farmers who hire them, he says they're waiting for the economy to improve before making any major moves. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.